the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Time for the last word on travel with Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. And we're talking about skiing today. There must only be a few weeks left in the skiing season though, Sarah, is there?
Yeah, just about. I think they're getting a bit later and later depending on how high you go. But certainly there's some good deals around for March, all right. Plenty of March skiing available at the moment.
Okay. If you're not that interested in skiing, though, or if you find it too difficult, if you wanted to go maybe with a few people, do ski resorts have other attractions other than the famous après-ski for the drinking?
Yeah, that's what I found when I went to the Gastine Valley there recently. I was only there for a couple of days. It was a really short trip, but that was the thing that I think that surprised me the most, how much it offered for non-skiers. Or, I mean, it's not even so much, I love skiing, but sometimes it's nice to take a day off or an afternoon off or just to do something. And whilst this whole region is really famous for the thermal spas, and that's one of the massive attractions about the whole area, but there's also lots of activities like, you know, winter wonderland activities, you know, sports, snowshoe hiking and all sorts of tobogganing and all sorts of great stuff that you can do there as well. I was really impressed with the amount available.
Okay, so yeah, tell us a little bit more about that. Tell us about the thermal spas.
Yeah, well, the whole region, the Gastine Valley, it's that's what it was famous for. I mean, they date back to the 7th century, and back in the 1800s, you'd get royalty and celebrities going to Bad Gastine for the original thermal baths and this gorgeous Belle Epoque, you know, architecture. So it's a really gorgeous, like, it's a really pretty little area, and it has these famous thermal spas that have been obviously developed over the years as well, but all coming from original springs that come to 18 different springs that come down the mountains. So that is one of the big attractions. There's three different villages within the valley. Bad Gastine is probably the most famous, and then Bad Half Gastine is a kind of a smaller where we stayed, and then there's another Dorf Gastine as well. And there's two big massive spas in both Bad Gastine and Bad Half Gastine. And when I say massive, I mean like you literally would spend the day. Like the one in Bad Gastine, it's 1,100 metres up in the built into the Salzburg Mountains with this gorgeous views. But it has like a relaxation spa, it has outdoor baths, indoor baths, a whole family area with water slides, sauna area. Like they're just enormous. And similarly, the one where we stayed in Bad Half Gastine, more or less the same sort of setup, but it's a kind of a more modern structure. But one of the advantages of that particular spa is it because it's deep down in the valley, most of the hotels have these underground tunnels, and you put your bathrobe on in your bedroom and you walk underground through the tunnels and you just arrive in the spa. So yeah, very, very cool thing to do.
Are they expensive to visit?
Well, in Bad Half Gastine, most of the hotels include access to the spa with your stay, which is really cool because you literally can go from their spa area within the hotel through underground and get in. So it's completely free of charge. If you are to pay for it, the one in Bad Gastine is €38 for an adult for a day, €22 for a child. And in Bad Half Gastine, it's €48.50 for an adult and €27 for a child. Now, they're full day passes.
Would you keep yourself entertained for a day?
Well, that you can obviously do evenings or a few hours, or it depends on what you want to do. I think if you're staying in a hotel that has free access, you'll just come and go as you please. If you want it as a day off the mountain, you want the kids to go on the slides and things like that. Even in Ireland, there was a little sort of an underground tunnel with fish, like an aquarium the kids could swim under. You know, that's the kind of thing you'd probably do for the day, or, you know, a good 4 or 5 hours, depending on, I suppose, your situation, how much you want to ski and how much you don't.
Okay, as an alternative to skiing, tell us about Sunrise Mountain Karting.
Well, this is one of the coolest things I've done now, I can tell you, on a ski holiday. It was really, really cool. It's basically, you meet at 7:30 in the morning and you get the full lowdown and you get into these three-wheeler carts. They look really like a Mario Kart, is the only way to describe them. And you you basically get to cart down the mountain before the slopes open to skiers. So you've got these completely groomed, perfect slopes all to yourself. And like, there's a minimum of 8 people, maximum of 15. So I think there was probably 15 in our group. And but you have the whole mountain to yourself. Like, it's an incredible experience as the sun is coming up, the scenery. It really, really, now I have to say, I loved it. It's thrilling, but the brakes are good. You know, you don't have to go really fast if you don't want to. And it's only, it was only €34 per person, which I thought was incredible value. I loved every minute of that.
Do you have guides with you and drivers, or are you allowed to go off on your own?
No, you're met. When you meet at 7:30 and you're given a kind of a load on, down on how to work the carts, and then the guide goes in the front, and then somebody kind of takes up the rear to make sure you don't slide off the mountain or anything like that.
And what about snowshoe hiking?
Yeah, this is a big trend. This is kind of available now in most ski resorts, to be fair. But I haven't actually tried it yet, but my pal who was with me, he actually went snowshoe hiking. And there's a lot, what you kind of get these things that attach onto your own snow boots. But like, again, just from a value point of view, he did a 3-hour guided group tour for €12. And it was through all the forests, and that included, sorry, the rental of the snowshoes as well. It's €12 for an adult and €8 for a child. It's a really nice thing to kind of spend for a morning or an afternoon. But also one of the afternoons, you know, when I was there, I just kind of took it upon myself to kind of wander around at the top of the mountain. So once you have a lift pass, you can take the gondola up to the top of the mountain. There's some gorgeous hiking and walking trails. And there's this 140 metre long suspension bridge, footbridge that you can walk across. I think it's one of the highest in Europe. Loads of kind of viewing platforms, as I said, walking trails that you can actually do on your own. And there's these, of course, stunning mountain huts with restaurants and sun terraces. And like, it's really, really cool. The scenery is absolutely stunning. And the whole area, as I said, obviously it's great for skiers. There's plenty of ski runs for all abilities, but it's also great for people who don't necessarily want to ski all the time.
I should have asked you this after we discussed the karting, but there's a difference between that and tobogganing, is there?
Yeah, tobogganing is kind of like, you know, that Cool Runnings movie is the only way I was kind of trying to describe it. I've done that in a different ski resort, and it is quite like, it's not for the faint-hearted, but there's two different toboggan runs here. In the Gastown Valley, there's actually a family-friendly one, which is only 3.5 kilometres in length, which I assume wouldn't be too hard. And then there's another natural kind of toboggan run, and it's more for thrill seekers. But what's cool about that is you have to get this single one-seater chairlift up to the top. Now, I actually got that chairlift up to a restaurant, and it's a strange thing. I think it's one of the last active one-seater chairlifts available. Like, it's just shaky. And it's crazy to get up there.
Were you terrified?
I was a bit, though, to be fair. Didn't help that my pal was shaking it behind me, deliberately trying to frighten me. But we went up for dinner in this kind of mountain hut, and it was a really kind of cool experience. But it's also the same location where you do this toboggan run as well. So that's another thing. Like, we were only there for a couple of days, but it's the type of place I'd actually love to go back and try some of these other activities that we didn't actually get to do.
Will you try the ice climbing?
I don't think so, no. Don't think I'd be brave.
Describe that for us.
This is another kind of thing, for thrill seekers. And I suppose it ties in with a lot of these adrenaline skiers, off-piste skiers, and people who like that sort of a thing. So apparently this is one of the best places to do it. So it's basically, you know, like the pickaxe, and you put it into the ice and you climb up the mountain. But it's also kind of a cool thing to watch, because there's this dramatic waterfall that's in the centre of Bad Gastein, and people actually climb on the ice falls above it. So you can actually, even from a spectator point of view, it's a kind of a cool thing to watch if you don't want to partake. I think I'd be more on the spectator side now than the ice climbing side. But I am told that there's places for beginners and like easier areas and challenging runs if you wanted to try it. But I suppose it's just something kind of really unique or something cool to do.
So if people want to go to Gastein, how do they get there? How much is it all likely to cost?
Actually, you know, I should have mentioned from the start, one of the huge benefits is only 70 minutes from Salzburg. So, you know, with ski resorts, sometimes you can, the transfer times can be really, really long. So 70 minutes is like a dream. And there's flights on Saturdays and Sundays with Ryanair at the moment. You can also fly into Munich. I came home from Munich. It was about 3 hours, so it was a bit of a trek. But the best, I always think the best thing to do is to book a ski holiday or something like that with a ski specialist like Top Flight or Crystal Ski, and they will have packages to the different areas, whether it's Bad Gastein, Bad Hofgastein. I think even if I remember correctly, Top Flight ran a Today FM ski trip down there many years ago. So they definitely have lots of different hotels there. It's probably the best way to book a package to be sure of getting everything included in the cost.
Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.